Reading can be found on page 188 in the New Testament section of the Bibles. It is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 6, beginning at verse 2. Paul writes, "Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. This is the word of the Lord." Please stand for the gospel reading, which can be found on page 11. The gospel reading is taken from Matthew, chapter 11, beginning to read at verse 28. "Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Wish to follow with me, we're going to look at that passage from Galatians chapter 6, lovely harvest theme about reaping and sowing, reward and harvest. Galatians chapter 6, page 188. Shall we pray together? Father, thank you for the gift of your written word. We pray that by the help of your Spirit, both in speaking and hearing, you would lead us to Christ, in whom is our reward and our rest, and in whose name we pray. Amen. Often reminded of the importance of those you work closely with, and especially those you live with, particularly if you're married, about good communication. It went badly wrong one day for Ali and I when there was an emergency. We were preparing to cater for a significant number of guests and a vital ingredient was missing. The whole occasion was so traumatic for me, I could even remember the ingredient. I think it was mascarpone cheese. It's hardly ever in the Brown household, but this was needed. So I was dispensed by the management to a local supermarket to find this, knowing it would be quite stressful at the time. I got a brief briefing. It's by the cat food on the other side of the aisle. Couldn't find the thing. Asked a few people. Couldn't really make any sense of any instruction I was given. And I phoned head office. "Sorry, it's by the cat food. The other aisle." "Well, I'm looking at the cat food. There's none of it here." Try a few more aisles later. The desperation stakes were rising. And then I realized I should have gone to Aldi and not to Sainsbury's. Get the right supermarket. And I guess you have the same feeling if you receive a letter. Well, I don't need this letter. I'm waiting for that letter. The post person gets it wrong through the wrong letterbox. And something was going on when the New Testament was written. The letter written to the church at Galatia needed to hear one set of things. Other letters need to hear another set of things. And so the church in Galatia was probably too free. And so they needed probably too hard, probably too hard on themselves, probably too attached to matters of the law. Do you remember that Clouseau phrase? I am an officer of the law. Well, the church in Galatia were not just into the law, they were really into it. Maybe today you probably say they were far too uptight or restricted. They needed to loosen up a bit. Other churches were perhaps too free. You don't have to bother about this. We really can do as we want with the Spirit. There's no need to be uptight. There's no need to think about the law in any way, shape, or form. It's the emotional intelligence of someone that needs a prod, not giving them a prod and say, well, there, it'll be all right. Oh, thank you so much. Well, I really won't do anything. But for someone who perhaps needs some tenderness and perhaps a hug, if you get it wrong, give them a bit of a prod, that's really going to backfire. Now, the church in Galatians were down the aisle, as it were, of law, restrictions, boundaries. We need to bear this in mind. And Paul undoes all this, and seemingly towards the end of his writings, he says, but yes, of course you need to be free. It's for freedom that Christ has set you free. But do bear in mind, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There is another law there that we need to obey. And it's actually the law of Christ. Christ died to set you free, but that doesn't mean you're completely free. You see all these other churches over there where actually they probably are so free and they need something of what you've got. Do remember that there is the law of Christ. And so we find Galatians chapter 6. So two laws, one great promise, and then a very simple but deeply profound PS. And so the two principles that are at stake here, interestingly, in the last part of Galatians chapter 6, they seem to be contradictory, but a closer look, really, they should be all together. The first principle is, well, you need to be looking after each other. And so there is a law, verse 2, with Christ, with the freedom that he gives. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear with one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Do you see this lovely phrase there? Look after each other spiritually. Seemingly, it might seem in contradiction to this other law that's there in verse 5. But as you look after each other, do remember that actually you also need to, verse 5, look after yourself. You can't be giving so much at the expense of yourself. But if you're living to yourself and forget your brother and sister in Christ, there's something wrong, as it were, with the internal workings of your law with respect to your neighbor. Probably this is in the wrong order, but the two and greatest commandments are these. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. So as you're loving your neighbor, this law to be responsible for your neighbor, alongside the law to be responsible for yourself, is a law you need to have, the so-called law of Christ. And then in Paul's writings at the end of Galatians, do remember that what goes up must come down. That's the law of gravity. This is not a science lesson, it's a spiritual lesson. So if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then you will find something, just like the apple that falls off the tree, coming back down to earth, and there will be a spiritual reward for this law of love that you offer to God. His wonderful Spirit comes to you. Paul puts it in a very sharp, precise gravity. No one can miss this. If you sow to the flesh, what goes up must come down. You will die to the flesh. If you sow to the Spirit, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then from that same Spirit you will reap these rewards. The so-called law of Christ. Love God, and He will send you the help of His Spirit. Love each other and look after yourselves. These are the two great laws of Christ. You can't just say, well, I have the Spirit and it doesn't matter. You can't just say either, well, I'm just going to do everything right in order to, as it were, dividend points with God. No, for if that was the case, why did Christ die? Why was His Spirit given to us? So Paul makes these great two principles, that the aisle, as it were, of the church at Galatia, that the letterbox in the church, and perhaps today in our souls and hearts, we need to understand. We will actually need to do something in order to reap a reward. Every ounce of life, rather than to the flesh, to the Spirit. Every ounce of love to God, and God will reward us when we care for others and take responsibility for our own spiritual lives. Do remember, brothers and sisters, in the aisle or church of Galatia, these two great laws. And then what a wonderful promise is given. The mascarpone cheese will make a wonderful dessert. All our guests will be perfectly pleased. Get the ingredients right. It tastes wonderful. You don't, it's not great. Worse, chuck salt in, it goes off. Spiritual effort will always, in the economy of God, lead to spiritual reward. And the reward is great. You will reap from the harvest, the sowing and the doing of these things, eternal life. It's there, isn't it? In verse 8, the last part. But if you harvest, as it were, sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Not when you die, but here and now. So Paul says, verse 9, so let's not grow weary in doing what is right, the law of Christ, to love Him that the Spirit comes, to watch ourselves, to care for each other, and then at the right time we'll reap harvest if we do not give up. In keeping with the very words of Jesus, some people seem to put the words of Paul against the words of Jesus. Not so. Come to me, you who sense you're weary in living the Christian life, in doing good to others, in doing and fulfilling the law of Christ. Come to me when you sense that feeling. I'll give you rest. I'll give you reward. I will give you my very self. What a wonderful promise. Can I ask you straightforwardly, as I often ask myself, is this phrase right in church, enjoying the Christian life? Are you happy and you know it? This is 9:15. Please don't clap your hands. No, don't get too happy. Someone's going to write to the vicar. Wait a minute. I am the vicar. Are you happy in the Lord? Are you doing a job that's U-shaped? Can you sense other people benefit from what you do? Are you loving the Lord your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the Spirit is coming upon you? You are looking after yourself spiritually. You're caring for others. Do you know something of Jesus with you? I know it's hard at times. Paul wouldn't write this. So let's not grow weary in doing good. For at the right time, something will kick in. The Spirit will be there. You will be happy and you know it, and you'll be clapping your hands. Even youths grow tired and weary. Weary. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. This harvest time is not just about lovely corn in the fields or mascarpone cheese and baked beans in the supermarket. Harvest time is a time to be thankful that the Lord renews and sustains his people, for indeed he loves us, doesn't wish to flog us through life. And then a PS, and this is deeply profound, isn't it? Almost as if Paul summarizes all that's happening. The end of chapter 6 of Galatians. So then, verse 10, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all. The good of all. Your neighbors, your communities, your friends, but especially those of the household of faith. Do you see how important supermarkets are to get food? Do you see how important the Church of God is for the salvation of the world? If we don't look after ourselves, we can't care for others, especially to the household of faith. And so, later on in our service, we'll be asking Roland, why are you going to Africa? He's not taking photographs, although I'm sure he will. He's not going there for a jol, although I'm sure he'll have a good time. He's going there to be with brothers and sisters in Christ who are loving God that love might come to them, loving each other, being responsible for themselves, are sowing to the Spirit that Jesus Christ can be with you. And they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we especially do good to them. May Christ be in our midst, and may we say, as Paul said at the end of Galatians, may I never boast except in the law of Christ or the cross of Christ by which the world was crucified to me and I to the world. May Jesus be the one who sows good things in our lives. May I never boast except in him, that the Spirit of Christ and the power of his resurrection might be present with us each and every day. Some stillness together, and if you forgot what you need to do for lunch, just leave that thought for a moment. Missed out the ingredients. It'll be all right. What's most important is you sow to the Spirit and reap from the Lord the reward he wants to give you, even now as we pray, as you go home, and as you live for him day by day. Let me lead you in a prayer. Father, forgive us for those times when we've trespassed from the law of Christ and missed its great reward. Hear us even now as we dedicate ourselves to follow you, to love you, to sow to your Spirit, to seek your strength when we're weary. And grant us, Lord, your presence in this life. Wonderful celebration in the next. And may your blessing especially be on the household of faith. In Jesus' name, amen.